I serve in an advisory role for the University of Florida Public Relations Department at the College of Journalism and Communications. So I have the opportunity to consult with a lot of students on career-related topics. As you can imagine, resumes are top on their list when seeking professional advice, and I've seen a lot of resumes in my career, from basic to fancy and virtual. In my field of public relations, I also see a lot of people cross the creativity line with their resume that could cost them from locking down an interview. Before you add pictures, graphics, and social media links to your resume, put yourself in the employer's shoes. Most people are focused on their achievements, activities, and look of their resume that they forget how the employer may be perceiving it. Avoid oversharing that could block you from getting a foot in the door. If your picture is on the resume and the company is looking to hire a brunette and you are a blonde, you have no chance. If you think sharing your Instagram link says you are well-traveled, the employer could read that as you are going to take too much vacation time. The pitch challenge today: rewind your resume back to a more conservative version of you. Don't clutter it with your style, pictures, and social media links. Keep it clean and clear with the facts of your education and career. Make the employer want to ask you in for the interview to meet you so you can pitch in person instead of giving it all away on the resume, which could lead to prejudgment about who you really are and what you are capable of doing.